where the costs of television, radio, cooling fans, and information services are spread across a group of homes, rather than being paid by a single user. Next, Tom Simonite reports on how Lytro has reinvented the camera so that it can evolve faster. We recently had the first major update to camera design since the dawn of cheap digital photography, a camera that lets you adjust the focus of an image after you've taken the picture. It is being sold for $399 and up by Lytro, a startup based in Silicon Valley that plans to use its technology to offer much more than the refocusing trick, options like making 3D images at home. All consumer cameras create images using a flat plate, whether chemical film or a digital sensor, to record the position, color, and intensity of the light that comes through a lens. Lytro's camera does all that, but it also records the angle at which rays of light arrive. The resulting files aren't images, but mini databases capturing the three-dimensional pattern of light, called a light field, at a particular moment. Software can mine that database to produce many different possible photos and visual effects from one press of the shutter. Light field cameras existed before, but they had limited industrial uses and were never cheap enough for consumers. Lytro founder Ren Ing, who worked on light field technology for his PhD at Stanford University, made this one affordable by simplifying the design. Instead of using multiple lenses, which made previous light field cameras expensive and delicate, Ing showed that laying a low-cost plastic film patterned with tiny microlenses on top of a regular digital sensor could enable it to detect the direction of incoming light. Refocusing images after they are shot is just the beginning of what Lytro's cameras will be able to do. A downloadable software update will soon enable them to capture everything in a photo in sharp focus, regardless of its distance from the lens, which is practically impossible with a conventional camera. Another update, scheduled for this year, will use the data in a Lytro snapshot to create a 3D image. Ing is also exploring a video camera that could be focused after shots were taken, potentially giving home movies a much-needed boost in production values. Images from Lytro cameras can be shared on websites and Facebook in a way that allows other people to experiment with changing the focus to explore what the photographer captured. This kind of flexibility is so appealing, Ing says, that in the future, all cameras will be light field-based. Now, Karen Weintraub writes about a recent discovery that could increase older women's chances of having babies. Jonathan Tilley may have discovered a way to slow the ticking of women's biological clocks. In a recently published paper, the Harvard University reproductive biologist and his colleagues reported that women carry egg stem cells in their ovaries into adulthood, a possible key to extending the age at which a woman might have a baby. Today, a woman's fertility is limited by her total supply of eggs and by the diminished quality of those eggs as she reaches her 40s. Tilley's work with the stem cells, cells that can differentiate or develop into other kinds of cells, could address both issues. For one thing, it's possible that these newly discovered cells could be coaxed to develop into new eggs. And even if not, he says, they could be used to rejuvenate an older woman's existing eggs. Tilley first found egg stem cells in mice in 2004. Once he identified egg stem cells in ovarian tissue from adult women, he isolated the cells and injected them into human ovary tissue that was then transplanted into mice. There, the cells differentiated into human oocytes, the immature egg cells that mature one at a time at ovulation. Tilley didn't take these oocytes any further, but he says he has gotten egg stem cells from mice to generate functional mouse eggs that were fertilized and exhibited early embryonic development. The research is still a long way from creating a crying human newborn. Nevertheless, the paper changes what we understand about fertility, says Tilley, who also directs a Center for Reproductive Biology at Massachusetts General Hospital. Though some of Tilley's peers remain dubious that the cells he's found in women's ovarian tissue are actually stem cells or could become functional egg cells, many find the research provocative. I think this is a very intriguing leap, says Elizabeth McGee, an associate professor and head of reproductive endocrinology and infertility at Virginia Commonwealth University. However, I think there's still a long way to go before this becomes a useful product for women. Boston